power, the business community in Homer Bay Town has incurred heavy losses due to a prolonged power outage. The business operators accused the Kenya Power Company for poor services which have caused them losses. The power outage in Homer Bay Town began on Monday at 7 a.m. before it was restored in the evening. The power outage recurred on Tuesday and Wednesday, yesterday. The power consumers complained that power had not been restored by late afternoon Wednesday. Entrepreneurs including Juakali artisans, carpenters and mechanics remained stranded for the better part of Wednesday. They did not have any work to do since their work depends on electricity. At Homer Bay Juakali Sheds, their chairman David Ongondo and Secretary General Jones Orau blamed the Ministry of Energy for the losses they had incurred. Ongondo blamed the Kenya Power Company over the unprecedented power outage being experienced in Homer Bay. "We are calling on Energy Cabinet Secretary Opiyo Wandayi to intervene in this matter. Power outages in Homer Bay are alarming and need serious attention to avert further losses." Orau said many people are unable to earn a living due to the power outages. He said those who deal in welding, refrigerators and other economic activities which require electricity had incurred heavy losses. "Let the government know that there are people who live on the work, they do on a daily basis, but the work depends on electricity. As we speak today, many people have no money to buy food for their families because they have not worked," Orau said. The residents called on the government to come up with a workable strategy for ending persistent power outages in Homer Bay Town. "We are citizens who pay taxes in this country, but we cannot continue to live in a situation that denies us opportunity for wealth creation," said Isaiah Adero. They said the power outage is also affecting the government's revenue streams. "If people cannot do business, where will the government get revenue?" asked Karina Omino, a trader. Efforts to reach the local Kenya Power Company manager for a comment on the blackouts was futile.